views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Now, first up is I do hope everyone fared well after yesterday's energetically charged solar eclipse. Lots of people were telling me that they were affected by the energies, and I hope everyone was safe during that solar eclipse. We are indeed living through extraordinary times, and the higher energies on the planet are getting all of us to live the most authentic and honest lives that we ever could live. With the shift in humanity, we are certainly not the same people that we were 20, 10, 5, 1 year ago, even a couple of months ago, as our relationship with ourselves has dramatically and drastically changed. Now, this change came about as we began to strip away anything and anyone that no longer resonated with our higher consciousness and blocked us from showing up in the world as our true, authentic selves. Now, as a result, our relationships with others were affected and came under the microscope to see whether they were of the most authentic and honoring. The raising of our consciousness provided a great opportunity to finally bring our relationships, all of them, back into divine alignment. You know, as the consciousness keeps shifting and raising higher on the planet, twin flame relationships, this subject has become a really hot topic and one that is very close to my heart, because after a lifetime of dishonoring myself, and I speak about that dishonor in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which just went number one, Amazon International bestseller, a couple of weeks ago. I speak about that life of the former soul who was in the body before my angelic walk-in experience in 2003. And how her relationship with herself and others were reflected in that not being authentic and not honoring herself. But so what did I do different after the walk-in experience? Well, I stopped searching for love outside of myself. I decided to do just the opposite of looking for love to complete me. And I went within and I changed who I was in order to experience wholeness and completeness. And you know, everyone, when I did this, my whole reality changed, and I miraculously drew my twin flame, my beloved husband, to myself, and that was almost 14 years ago. Now, by definition, a twin flame, some would say, is the only other person in any space, time, and dimension who is the physical completion, or you could say the emotional, mental, and spiritual completion of who you are. It is the original divine representation of what some may call perfect love. Twin flames have been extraordinarily rare on the planet because both twins, before they meet, must have totally cleared, cleansed, forgiven, and they must have released all their negative emotional issues that are associated with past relationships, including their relationship with themselves. You know, when I say that they must have released their negative emotional issues, I'm speaking about anything that triggers or causes them to be reactive. These feelings may include resentment, bitterness, regret, blame, judgment, not forgiving. Now, in this way, before they meet, each twin becomes self-realized, having totally transmuted and released their karma as they've connected to the divine inside of themselves. And in this way, they are not triggered or reactive. By releasing all negativity, the vibrational frequency of the twin flames is extremely high and clear, and it acts like an energetic beacon that draws the other twin to themselves. But, and this is a huge but, the Posse of Angels is emphasizing that this drawing of this energetically drawing the twins to each other, this is only the case if you have contracted to be with your twin in this incarnation. Because although everyone has a twin flame across the veil, not everyone has contracted to be with them in this incarnation. Now, let me just explain. When we are across the veil, we are that, if you want to see us represented as a circle, and we have the perfect balance of masculine energy and feminine energy. And when we come and we choose a gender, it's like we have this energetic longing inside of us to be connected or reconnected, and the reunion of that twin flame of ours across the veil. Now, okay, if this is such a heavenly love, why wouldn't everyone desire to experience it in this human incarnation? Now, having drawn to myself and married my twin flame, I have some personal insights on this love. Firstly, although many may say that they long for this divine love on the earth plane, they do not understand when you connect fully with and sign on for this divine mission with your twin flame. I can't state this strongly enough, that your life is no longer your own. Now, what do I mean by that? You and your twin flame once you reunite, you become mystic wanderers, to use a phrase. This happens because when God tells you where to live, where to move to, what to do, you step forward knowing that logic and rational thinking no longer plays a part in your life. This is because twin flames are continually led by the will of the divine to serve in the highest way possible for themselves and the greatest good of all concerned. This is because the twin flame relationship is always a triad, and it consists of the representation of the divine masculine, Pete, the divine representation of the divine feminine, which is Angel Ariel, myself, and then God at the top. And it's always driven by where God wants you to live, what God wants you to do. You know, I recently was speaking with a friend of mine, and although she is in a beautiful soulmate relationship with her husband, she said that they both still quarrel and they nip at each other. They are reactive to the other person. She said that she wished that she had a twin flame relationship like Pete and myself that was quarrel-free. I then asked this dear friend, if God asked her to move from their beautiful home because God and the planet would be better served if they moved to, let's say, a different country, knowing no one, with no job prospects, and no family and friends for support. I said, would you move? And she said, of course not. Don't be crazy. And I replied, and that's what it takes to be of complete service to God's word and his will, and not to question it in any way. There are no negotiations, there are no discussions and talks. It's simply following that voice for the combined mission of those twins. In fact, both twins know that their highest calling in life is to serve God. There is no other higher service. You contract for your will to become God's will in a twin flame relationship. End of story. And I don't know how many people would truly give that up. You know, this goes regardless of location. It goes regardless of money. It goes regardless of what some people deem success. It is to be of the highest service. In actual fact, for Pete and myself, to further our mission as twin flames, that's exactly what happened to us in 2007 when God told us to sell our beautiful beach home on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and moved to the States, not knowing anyone for support in California, no jobs, plus it was at the beginning of the recession. And knowing that God always has our back, we stepped forward, and we were provided for in the most miraculous, synchronistic, and magical of ways. You know, everyone, most people do not choose to live like this because it takes an inordinate amount of faith and trust. You know, but that faith is not blind because Pete and I can clearly see the vision of what God has in store for us and the marrying of Pete's gifts and talents and my gifts and talents, our projects and our endeavors. All we need to do is to keep stepping forward in faith, no matter what God tells us, for he, she, it, all that is, always has not only our best interest at heart, but the best interest of all concerned and the planet. Now, so that's the first part of it. The secondly, speaking about characteristics of twin flames, it's important to understand that many people's concept of their twin flame is often dependent on, let's say, certain criteria. For instance, I've had many clients say that they've been asking for their twin flame. And they said, oh, yes. And I said, well, what have you been asking for? And they said, oh, I've been asking that my twin flame make a six-figure salary. They must drive an environmentally correct car. They must be a certain height. They must be a vegan. They must, be of a particular age. And the Posse of Angels wishes to share that when it comes to twin flames, things like age, money, preferences in cars, foods, their race, ethnicity, and their profession and salary have nothing to do with whether this is your divine complement or not. The more one tells the universe what they want their twin flame to be, the more they will put great restrictions and limitations on ever meeting them again, if, and that is a big if they are on the earth plane. Many people who ask to be reunited with their twin flame are not prepared for the intensity of feeling of being with their twin. The reason for this intensity is that in a twin flame relationship, there are always three, as I mentioned before, that representation of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, with the intensity of God driving this twin flame car. The intensity is coming home to God and living and breathing in that knowing in every moment is the intensity and driving force behind this relationship. You know, when twin flames meet and they merge into one another, the ecstasy of feeling the oneness is unlike any other love union the two persons involved has ever experienced, and it can be quite scary. Twin flames are still one soul, but they are also a product of their human lives and existence that has happened away from each other. You know, many people think that when you do meet your twin flame, that you meet yourself. And to a degree, that twin flames share the same blueprint energetically, this is true. But when you meet your twin flame, you'll also meet a human being that, because of the physical aspects of being human, you may be surprised to discover that your twin flame has lived either a very similar life to yours or a life that is completely different. One of the things that really floored both Pete and myself when we met is that we were going through the same dismantling of issues in our life. We both extracted ourselves from dishonoring relationships, and then we spent an appreciable amount of time gaining our physical, our mental, our emotional, and spiritual energy back. It was like we were two trains going down parallel tracks and living parallel lives. And once we had completely gone through this, that is when we energetically drew each other to ourselves. It's true that twin flames often share interests, but do remember that they are still two separate human beings. Meeting the twin physically on Earth is a deeply personal and very transformative experience due to the fusion of two into one. You know, if the twin flames are meant to unite physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, sexually, nothing can stand in the way of their reunion. This means that very often twin flame couples will experience an intense feeling of love at first sight. You know, like there's this level of comfort, like you already know this person. And despite the fact that they might not know each other physically before they meet, they will nevertheless merge intensely into each other at very deep levels that neither of them can fully comprehend. And with most people on the planet not experiencing a twin flame union, because as I said, they have been extremely rare, they have been experiencing soulmate relationships. Now, to help understand what soulmates are, I'd like you to visualize, if you would, heaven. And in this picture of heaven, Picture it as a grape arbor where there are many clusters of grapes hanging down, and each grape cluster contains hundreds of thousands, could be a million people, and each of those grapes is a soul. And one of those souls in a particular cluster, in just one of those clusters, is you. This is you and your soulmate family. Soulmate relationships are basically people who share your energetic signature from your family that come back time and time again and help you with some karmic completion. You might have some unfinished business and you need to balance out something that you did in a previous past life. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that you may be surprised that your ex, your parents, your siblings, your children, your friends, and even those people that you may not really like all that much, every one of these people is your soulmates. Yes, of course, not all of them have been romantic in nature. And many times in romantic soul relationships, there is an extraordinary magnetic, it's like an electrical attraction between the two people, and great love is felt. Romantic soulmate relationships were created in order for you to stay in this relationship long enough to reflect to us something that we have to clear up with ourselves. Now, that's not to say that soulmate relationships can't last a lifetime, but this is why that in many soulmate relationships, after a while of being together, one or both parties starts to experience some kind of agitation, irritation, and drama, and they feel like the other person is pushing their button, just like my dear friend who said, of course I won't move, and she and her twin flame are triggered from time to time because it's reflecting something inside of them that needs to be addressed. Remember, if we are being triggered by something, the reaction is not because anyone or anything outside of ourselves, but it lies within us as an unresolved negative perception around bitterness, resentment, regret, hurt, judgment, and blame, all of those things. And that other person is just mirroring that to us. Soulmates are there to create some sort of contrast, some sort of niggling annoyance in order to help us honor ourselves, to help us to grow, to help us to make movement forward for us not to be triggered and not to be reactive and to clean up our karma. Now, how do you know if you're in a soulmate relationship? Well, if you're not in a twin flame relationship, you're in a soulmate relationship. That's basically it. When I've asked my clients to tell me about their current relationships that is causing them maybe some irritation, the majority have said, my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my partner, whoever it is, they're wonderful. You know, they're so sweet. But now, if there is that word but, then there is some contrast that is being highlighted by this relationship. And it feels like settling for less. And when we settle for less than we so richly deserve, we do feel used or perhaps taken for granted. And so often it is we who have set the benchmark, or not set it at all, that has allowed someone to not respect us. Okay. Let me reiterate that in many soulmate relationships, people will come together in order to clear their karma, but twin flames do not have karma to deal with, because they have already cleared and cleansed their emotional issues and they are no longer reactive and triggered. So speaking about drama in a relationship, a client had gone through a divorce and she said in reviewing her relationships that she still yearns for romance, but she doesn't want to do another person's laundry. She asked me if it is possible to have a relationship without expectations. I told her that because twin flames are actually self-actualized, they're independent, loving individuals, there is no expectations. as they allow the other person to be exactly who they are and vice versa. In this way, there is no game playing, as the relationship is built on a solid foundation of honesty and transparency, honor and respect, in which one does not have to compromise any aspect of who they are in order to be in the relationship. So whether it's laundry or cooking or cleaning or anything else, the twin flame relationship is actually not dependent on what you do, but on solely who you are. Twin flames allow each other to be exactly who they are. Twin flames are in a continual state of what some may call bliss, and this is because each flame has a perfectly balanced masculine and feminine connection to themselves, and they are, as I've stated before, they are whole and complete as themselves, and they love having that other person in their life, but they don't need them. They're not needy, and they don't feel incomplete without them. So the most important thing when it comes to soulmates or twin flames is to remember that we cannot have someone in front of us who is not a direct reflection of something that is already within us. Once we realize this, we can carefully take a look at all of our relationships and see if there is a theme that keeps coming up for us time and time again. You know, many times we are being presented with some contrast by a soulmate. It usually is because it is showing us how not to be triggered and how not to react. It could be showing us how to set boundaries, how not to compromise and settle for what we so richly deserve. The contrast of a soulmate may be teaching us very important lessons of tolerance, patience, and forgiveness, or it just may be teaching us to unconditionally love and bless someone who may be in deep contrast to who we are. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on the subject of twin flames and soulmates. If you would like to call in for a free angel reading with myself and the wonderful posse of angels, do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and we will be back shortly after this quick break, and then we'll take some of those callers.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, you're back online with Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House Radio. We have been speaking about twin flames and soulmates, and either you are a twin flame or you're a soulmate, and it really doesn't matter because we are all under those energetically charged energies of the solar eclipse yesterday, and You know, I think the most important thing to remember about this solar eclipse is that it's shining a light on anything that is not of the highest order, truthful, of love, and of that divine light, to be able to be revealed so that it can be acknowledged, it can be blessed, and we can finally release it and start, like so many of us, creating out a new world of tolerance, of unity, of acceptance, and love for one another, and most of all, for peace on this beautiful planet of ours. So we're about to take phone calls. If you want to call in for a free angel reading with myself and the wonderful posse of angels, my angelic family, do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. Stephanie from New York, you're on the line. How are you today, Stephanie?
It's been a rough day.
It's been a rough day. Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
Well, I came into work today, and I was fired.
Oh, Stephanie.
And it was done in front of other people, and it was, you know, not particularly fair. And then when I tried to, my students showed up, and I tried to tell them and give them a hug goodbye, and then the director came and said I had to leave or he was going to call the police and he wouldn't let me say goodbye to people. And the director, who's brand new, but who's been not very nice to me since he started on and off, and he told me a check was waiting for me at headquarters, which was, you know, 4 or 5 blocks away, that I hobbled over to with my cane, only to be told there is no check for me. And they were surprised I was there because normally we do an invoice thing. So They're making it like it was my problem. And then they called him and said, did you send Stephanie here for a check? And he lied and said no. So it's just like all this, you know, and it's my only source of income and a big source of love and joy in my life. And, you know, nobody talked to me about my side of things, you know, and it just, it was just, and I've been there for years and I really care about the people there and the place, and I've gone above and beyond, you know, what other people do there. And the people who come there really like me a lot and appreciate me. But the staff hasn't been particularly respectful, and I think that the CEO didn't talk or care about the actual people that come there because they were upset when they heard that I wouldn't be there.
Right.
And I don't really know what to do, and it's, you know, it's painful. I was not being treated very well a couple of times by this new director, and I tried to set boundaries. I was so upset. I'd be, like, upset for days. And then finally, when I decided to send an email, which I thought was an okay email, was only when I could feel better and focus on other things. It kept, like, being a big distraction in my life. I wasn't able to get work done. I was so upset. And other people saw him giving me a hard time. And it was deeply affecting me. So then I thought, oh, this is a lesson in boundaries. Because I felt so much better once I set that boundary. But then it just sort of blew up in my face.
Okay. You know, this has been going on for a while. This is what the Posse of Angels and I call an alarm bell. An alarm bell that that a coat, this job that you have been at for years, has gotten too small for you. You're not the same person that you were years ago. You have shifted, and it sounds like the reasons for you being there have come to a close. Now, I'm not making light of this. When this happens, when it finally needs to happen for you to get out of there, because something better is coming along for you, it doesn't make it any easier, because, and especially being fired in front of others, you know, it's demeaning and it's hurtful and it's all of those things. But the Posse of Angels are saying to you, Stephanie, please, you don't need to do anything at the moment. You need to, I know it's your source of income, but you need to thank that job and bless it. Thank it for the income that it gave you. Thank you for helping you to grow, because that was an important step on your path. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been there for years. And now, with the solar eclipse, with these new energies, it's creating space for you to step into something which will be more honoring and more respectful for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Be kind to yourself. Be nurturing to yourself. This is a great card. This is the overall card for your reading, and it's the Ice Queen. She's lying there, and she's it's the card of non-action. It's the card of asking God and the angels and saying, okay, I may not be able to figure this out, but I know it's for my highest order. I know it's for my highest good. And what I need to do now is I need to nurture myself. I don't need to blame anybody, because you, knowing that you're a magician, you're an alchemist, and you can bend time and energy. This happened because I am co-creating with the universe to co-create something which is more honoring and respectful for me. One more card from the Victorian Tarot, and let's see what comes out in these cards. But they're really saying to nurture yourself. This is, one is...
What was the card called?
Oh, the Ice Queen. That card was called the Ice Queen. And the Ice Queen is a time of winter. It's not a time of thaw yet. You ask the angels for a sign on, show me. Show me a job. Show me a sign to take inspired action towards the next opening for me. Because when that door closes, there is always another one that opens. It's like the Tower card in tarot. When that comes in, things must be dismantled from your life that are not in direct alignment with who you now are, and doors will open for you. You got the High Priestess, and the High Priestess is this deep knowing inside of you that this happened for your greatest good. In order for you to step forward. I have other callers. I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. I'm sending lots of extra energy your way and lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
And let's all send a huge hug and extra energy to Stephanie, because even though this is happening, everything happens for our highest good, it is demoralizing to be fired in front of other people, and you might hear alarm bells and may not do anything about it, but when it happens, it's nonetheless very disconcerting in our lives. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Diane in Los Angeles. Diane, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Hi.
Hi, nice to talk to you all the time, anytime. You are so inspiring. Thank you.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you.
I'm honest. So my question is, am I with my soulmate at this time?
Oh, and the posse of angels are saying yes. I don't know if you listen to all of this channel, but it would be important for you to go back and listen to this, because...
I did. That's why I asked.
Yes. Okay. Because my ex, my abusive ex that I write about in my my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the former soul's abusive ex for 22 years married, 26 years together, was her soulmate. My parents are my soulmates. My children are my soulmates.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, everybody, the guy at Whole Foods who serves me, and we have a joke every time I go through his counter or whatever, is a soulmate. Mm-hmm. If you're not in a twin flame relationship, then you are in a soulmate relationship. Yes, and there are
so it's
beautiful.
Not a twin flame.
They are.
But this is not a twin flame, is it?
They are saying, I'm asking them, is this a twin flame relationship? And they are saying no. They're saying no, but it is a beautiful soulmate relationship, as so as each one of you have done a tremendous amount to shift into a more aligned, divinely aligned. Are you currently working together?
You know, we're retired, but we're constantly doing projects together. I mean, just doing, you know, planting or whatever we do it together. You know, files or just hang out and enjoy each other's company. We don't live together, though. I'm wondering if you see if I'm able to ask if that's going to happen, or
okay.
Are we just content the way we are? Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty telling, Diane, because twin flames, once they do reunite on the earth plane, they find it very difficult to be apart. It's like my in-breath is Pete's out-breath. Pete's out-breath is my in-breath. It's like a plant not being watered when you're not with them. So this is, they're definitely saying this is a soulmate relationship. And they're saying, mm-hmm. You're asking if you will be together. And they are, well, the pendulum is going round and round as they're saying, what is currently shown to you because of your free will and because of his free will, they cannot determine whether that you're... Is he in another state?
No, 20 minutes away.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So. But they're showing me some kind of divide there. Is there... how long have you been together?
Well, on and off for a few years now.
Okay.
We had a split, and then we got back and things that much better.
Oh, okay. All right. So there may be triggers about commitment. There may be triggers. I often hear from people, you know, when they say, well, I fear to meet, you know, somebody who it would be my twin flame, you know, that other counterpart or complement to myself because of what I'll have to give up. And it's not what you give up, it's what you gain. But if we're still reactive and triggered as to what happened in previous relationships, then you know, we will then take that and wear it in our current relationship as well. So you can have your intentions and your wishes and desires, and all you can do is and ask for, you know, a harmonious, beautiful relationship. And you know, you really can't control the other person as to what they wish for. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out in this relationship. But okay. You're very fortunate. You're very fortunate that you have such a loyal, loving, kind, you know, beautiful partnership with this person. So, you know, that doesn't have to do with luck. That has to do with your energetic signature and your beautiful light that you're radiating. Let's see. This is the Queen of Pentacles. This is the...
Okay.
Well, I don't... And the posse of angels, they're wagging their finger at you. They're saying, you don't give yourself enough credit. You certainly don't give yourself enough credit. There's a beautiful Queen of Pentacles. The beautiful Queen of Pentacles has come in to tell you to luxuriate more, you know, to get more of this feeling of accomplishment, this feeling of deserving, of being worthy. What things do you do to really nurture yourself, Diane?
I'm very into taking care of my physical. I have massages, I have facials, I exercise, but I'm very much, I like being alone at this stage of my life, more so than work, than, you know, it's just what I enjoy.
And isn't that interesting? This is what you enjoy, and you are 20 minutes and apart from this relationship. So in essence, unconsciously, because you like your alone time.
Right.
And this this is an aha moment for me. I'm just getting shivers and goosebumps all over.
Me too.
This may be actually the most perfect relationship for you.
I know. I think it's exactly what I created. You're right. This is probably what I want.
This is probably what you want. And they're also saying, okay, and I have to get onto this third card here.
Okay.
Have you written a book?
No, I haven't.
Okay. They're saying that if you so choose, because we have free will and free choice, they're saying that there is something that happened in your life, along your life's journey, and it happened to you to be not only a teaching tool for yourself, as everything happens for us to learn our lessons and for us to garner information from as we build on each incarnation, as I speak about in my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, when I speak about my five most important past lives. But they're saying that if you choose, that you can bring forth this book that will not only help you to convey this extraordinary journey that you had into this consciousness, and then you would share it with others. So I don't know, sit with this for a while. Maybe this is the first message that you've been getting about this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love it because when the way you explained it to me and the beauty of it, really and truly, the topic would just be everything comes from the heart and everything comes from within. And if you create that, you get whatever you want. And that's really been my life's path.
Absolutely.
So it's really easy and simple to create anything. And you just reminded me when I asked you if I'm going to live with him. He's with me because this is exactly how I want it to be. No different. Oh my gosh, I love you. You are so cool.
Oh, can I have that in a testimonial? That's wonderful. You are.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is wonderful. It's been such a pleasure and an aha moment, Diane. Now what would be of greatest benefit for you today is to go out and from this moment on and say, I am an enchantress. I am a powerful goddess, a metaphysician, and a magician. I have created the perfect relationship for myself. And if I can create this, what else can I create?
Oof, I love you. Thank you so much, and I will do every single bit of it. God love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How beautiful. How beautiful was that? You know, we are all what we have thought, the words we've used, and the feelings in our hearts. And that's what turns up in our reality. Let's go to our next caller. We have Kay in California. Kay, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Feeling very blessed. Thank you so much for everything that you do. You always have some great shows. Today you were talking about flames, mates, the soulmate or the flame, the twin flame.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've been married for 12 years, yet it's been a little turbulent throughout the marriage, and we're very different, as you were talking about. And I was just wondering, like, is there any advice for me, whether, we should stay together or not. Okay. We both have some shifting to do in our personalities or attitudes.
Right.
But we're quite different, and it makes it difficult.
All right. The thing that is setting both, this is definitely a soulmate relationship. It is a relationship in which you're reflecting back to each other those things that you still haven't brought back to alignment. I do and have helped people for the last 14 years to see their life from a higher perspective. Most of this, most of our triggers and our reactions are set in stone, seemingly, in our childhood. And until we understand and our former relationships, we may have done a lot of work, with self-help and workshops and healings and all kinds of things. We might have done a lot of forgiveness work. But if we haven't gotten down to the very core of loving another person unconditionally and forgiving them by saying, please forgive me, not by saying, I forgive you, and really truly meaning it, then those triggers and reactions will keep coming up time and time again. And it can be very frustrating, Kay, when that happens. The most important thing of all of this is not to try to control the other person. If it's happening in front of us, it means we have it inside of us. A session in which you will see your life from a higher perspective, why you chose these people, why you chose to have this contrast in your life, to be able to acknowledge it, to thank it, and then to bless it would be enormous for both you and your husband, for them to see where these triggers and these reactions are coming from. Unless you exhume the crypt and you go far enough back and bring that and those feelings into divine alignment, then it's like putting a Band-Aid on a very, very large wound. You'll have a fight, then you'll kind of make up, and then the same thing will happen, and then you'll make up, and then it's kind of like this roller coaster. It's the same pattern that keeps happening again. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, 1, 2, buckle my shoe. Oh, and I did shuffle. This is the Queen of Pentacles, and the Queen of Pentacles is that card of you luxuriating in who you are and being as authentic as you possibly can and not getting your identity out of your husband's reactions or what he does, because the only person that we can control is ourselves. The next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Swords, and that is a new beginning. A new beginning on your thoughts, your attitudes, your perceptions, and the way you view your relationship. And the next card is the Ace of Wands. So there's, you got two. You just received two cards of new beginnings. In seeing, not trying to change your husband, but in turning the mirror back on yourself and changing your perceptions. And so that's going to help tremendously. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I'd love for you to have a session.
Okay, I definitely will look into your website. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Day.
God bless you.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Hope in Kansas.
Hope in Kansas, you're on the air with Claire Candy today.
Hello, Hope.
Yes, this is.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question, Hope? I'm well, thank you.
My question is, I've been in a relationship for 6 years, and it's going really good, but I didn't know if you see us as getting married.
Okay, all right. Is it important to you to get married?
You know, it is, but it isn't. It's what other people perceive, because I'm older and you think of marriage, that you shouldn't have a domestic partner without mm-hmm. being married to them.
Okay. All right. I've got about 2 minutes left, Hope. The Posse mm-hmm. of Angels are saying, do not give a flying frog what everybody else says. And that's their words. You do. you do what you love to do. Married, not married. If you're not married and you have so much love and so much caring and so much kindness and so much compassion and consideration, that is the most important thing in your life. You do not have to have a piece of paper. I liked the ceremony when I met my lovely Pete because of my incarnations. I love the ceremony and the ritual of marriage, but you don't have to do this. And please, you do what makes your heart sing, and then the world will sing. And then what comes out for you is the Four of Wands, which is the celebration card. This is the celebration card. You get the Nine of Wands, which is the completion card, the completion of worrying of what other people say. And then certainly you will be able to live just a beautiful life with love, unconditional love as your center. So my program is just about over. It's such a wonderful way to end the program on hope. So thank you so much, Hope, for calling in. I would love to speak with you longer at another time. So please do call in again, possibly next week or the week after.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my callers. Thank you so much. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, airs every week, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to my website to check out my best-selling international Amazon book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and my other books as well. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings, and I will speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you.